Welcome to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, and you are listening to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is being in a state of joy, or creating a state of joy for yourself. I figure in the United States, we recently had elections, so I thought I'd talk about the topic. Maybe your candidate won, maybe your candidate lost, but it doesn't matter. When you're in a state of joy, you can get through it all. That's the way I look at it. And but before I do that, I'd like to mention a few things. I'd like you to check me out at my website, and that's JimKomar, KOMAR.com, and see what I'm up to. Also, I'm available for readings on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12 Radio, and I'm a psychic and a medium. Second half of the show, I will be taking phone calls, so if you want to call, please do. Otherwise, I'll just continue on talking about the state of joy in the second half of the show. And I also would like to thank my audience. I know I usually do it at the end, but I just appreciate you guys, all you beautiful men and women out there. Thank you. Thank you. And I send my gratitude. Thank you very much for listening. So might as well start with the subject. What is the state of joy? Let's start with that one. I would say it's being in harmony. It's being blissful. Blissful means happy thoughts, happy feelings. Just, you could say, happy about everything. Blissful means, at times, if you're in that blissful state, you could say in the state of joy, you could say everything you touch will turn to gold. And that's a good thing. And it's also, besides being in harmony, being that blissful state, it's also being in a place that you see the world with clarity. You see everything. In other words, there's no one like covering up anything for you. You know what's happening. You know the truth and all that stuff. And that's another aspect here. You see the world with clarity. No matter what is going on, you know what's going on. No one can try to convince you otherwise. And it's also, you could say, if you're not in a state of joy, guess what the opposite is? You could say it's a state of a depression, a state of love. No, let's not go there. A state of depression, a state of hate, a state of whatever negative emotion that you're going to throw out when you're not in your joyful place. But at the same time, when you are in this state of joy, you could say your true potential is being expressed. Whatever your true potential is, and that can change from day to day, minute to minute, second to second. So just know that. Nothing is written in stone, and things do change in the world constantly. Change is the constant in the universe. And so you could say by not being in a state of joy, your true potential is never being expressed. You walk around and you're going, what am I doing? Why am I here? Well, you could say changing who you are. Okay. Changing who you are, that state, bring joy and happiness in. When you are in that place, that those feelings, those emotions, those thoughts, when you are in that place, you are truly who you are, why you came here to express, to change your world, to make it a better place, to make your moods, or you could say outside influence, not affect your moods, such as, like I was saying earlier, the election. You know, someone's got to win an election, someone's got to lose. So don't let the politicians keep you from being in a state of joy or trying to create that state of joy. They don't really care about you. I really, truly believe that. So you take care of yourself. And being in a state of joy is also having everything that you want in your life. So think about that statement. Being in a state of joy is having everything you want in your life. Now, what do you want in your life? Maybe you've never sat down and thought about it. Or maybe you have, and you've got a list. Well, start working on it. And what I mean is start working on it when you're in that joyful place with inside of you. Look at that list and see what ideas come through, how you can achieve that list, how that list can come to fruition. And also, you could say being in a joyful state, you say knowing, you could say when you're in that place, you could say you describe your purpose, you know your purpose, the current purpose. Purpose has changed as life changes. So knowing your current purpose, let's put it that way. Let's put it in words like that. Knowing your current purpose, when you're in that joyful place, you know why you're here. You know why, what's important and what's not important. You know, and you say as you grow, so does your potential changes. The potential changes. So here you are in this joyful state and you grow in this joyful state and your potential changes. In other words, your potential might go up by 10, by 100. Your potential might go up by a million. What I'm saying is, better chances for you to create what you want in life. And it's also, you could say growing into areas of your life that you can't even dream of. When you're in that joyful place, you're going in and you're growing into areas within sight of you that you can't even figure out or dream of. You know, you could say the brain is neurons and fat and this and that and everything else. But within all that, you could say the brain itself, it holds your dreams. And when you start having that joyful, creating that joyful state on a daily basis, you know, when you start doing it, that's when you could say things are growing and things are happening. Things are happening that you couldn't even imagine. And the question is, to my listeners, can you go a whole day like tomorrow in a state of joy? Can you think you can achieve that? Can you walk around with a smile on your face and that glow, that beautiful glow? When you're in a state of joy, you have this glow about you, the energetics of who you are. People want to be around you because, oh, boy, that whoever he is or she is just walked by. That is, whew, that's good. I need some of that. So there you are. By being in this state, you could say your attraction just increased by 1,000. And that's a beautiful thing in itself because now people want to hang out with you. Maybe before when you were, Debbie Downer or whatever, you know, man or woman and you're in that down space. Okay. Well, a lot of people recognize that. You could say through the expression of your face, through your body language and what you put out energetically. But when you are in that joyful place, that beautiful, joyful place, guess what? People want to hang out with you. And then when they want to hang out with you, opportunities come your way. And what opportunities come your way, you never know until you try it. And maybe that fulfills one of your desire lists, you know, that what do I want? Like I said, being in a state of joy is having everything you want in your life. So let me repeat this question. What do you want in your life? Do you want love? Do you want money? Do you want a house? Do you want children? What do you want? You know, that's the thing. And like I said, don't let the outside world interfere with you creating this state of joy. Because when you do that, you could say the ego mind drops in and says, you can't be happy. You've got to be sad like the rest of us. And why do you have to be sad? There's no reason to be sad. It's a great way to create something anytime, anywhere within this state of joy, within this state of, you could say, pure pleasure that you are actually creating for yourself. So what are you creating for yourself? That's a good question. What are you creating for yourself? What do you want to create for yourself in this beautiful state of joy? Are you available to get what you want and what you need when you're in this joyful state? Do you want more? Do you want less? Do you want everything handed on a silver platter? Well, believe me, I think when you're in this natural state of happiness and joy, things can be delivered to you on a silver platter, or a platinum platter for that matter. And being in a state of joy is allowing yourself to be who you are, with strength and love. So think about that. It allows yourself to be who you are with strength and love, which is a beautiful way to be, in my opinion, my humble opinion, that is. And because of that, you're expressing with strength, with conviction, and and joy is just a part of who you are. And love is just a part of who you are. And Liliana, awesome topic. Well, thank you. We need some joy right now. Yeah. Amen, sister. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, definitely. You know, if you can go around tomorrow just being in a joyful, happier place, then you could say you're achieving a natural state. And I believe that joy is a natural state of being for all of us, for every one of us. And it's also having all that you need all the time, whatever that may be, food on the table, gasoline in the tank of your car, the perfect love, the perfect job, whatever that may be for you. And being in this joyful state, you are creating what you want, not just what everybody expects. So there you go. Being in this joyful state, you're creating what you want, not just what everybody expects you to do, to be, to have, or whatever. So being in a joyful state can really lift your spirits up, but it can lift you up in ways beyond your imagination here. And it's also in this state of joy, it's also seeing all the unseen that's around you, because you're opening up aspects of your mind that maybe you're not aware of. So you might see angels. Someone might want to communicate with you from the other side. Or a friend calls you haven't spoken to in 20 years, and you talk like you were talking yesterday, just a day ago. So you could say that is the attraction principle here of being in a state of joy. It's allowing yourself to be beautiful in expressing who you are in this big world of ours. And all of us has the right to show our inner beauty outwardly. And when we express that inner beauty outwardly, everything changes in a second, in a flash. You could say, is that a miracle? Well, yeah, it is a miracle, because suddenly now you're laughing at stupid things. And that's being in a state of joy, is laughing at stupid things. And everything, you could say, doesn't have to be so serious. So everything doesn't have to be serious at all. In a state of joy, nothing is serious. Well, maybe at times you have to be serious, but you could say the degree of seriousness of who you are is not as intense, maybe. And maybe people recognize that and they start copying you. Maybe you become their teacher. You become the teacher of joy at your workplace or with your friends. It's also being able to let go of things that hold you back from all that you are. Letting go of things that hold you back from all that you are and want to be. That's being in this joyful state. And it's also recognizing all that holds you back. That's being in a joyful state. And then you can say, okay, I need to work on a few things. Well, when you recognize it, that's how changes occur. With recognition, a change can occur, and in a flash, you could say life is kind of and then a minute later, you could say you're as high as a kite. It's a beautiful place to be. And it's also allowing, you could say, it's allowing you to flower all the time. If you ever look at a bloom of a flower, how beautiful it is. Well, being in this state of joy is, you could say the bloom is bright when you're in this state. And it's also you going far beyond the surface that you live in. In other words, you're going deep because you want to change things and you want to change it in a positive way. You don't want to go there and go, oh God, this is not good because I said the wrong thing to somebody. Well, if you said the wrong thing to someone, just go over to him or her and say, I apologize. But do it in a state of joy. And guess what the response you get back? Like, thank you, but that wasn't necessary and I appreciate that for your apology. It's really simple. But we as humans tend to make it more difficult than it really is. And it's also dealing with all the things to create a positive outcome in your life. When you're in a state of joy, you deal with the great things, all the great things to create this positive outcome in your life. Whatever that positive outcome is. Maybe it's getting a raise at work, or a new position, or a new job. And when you're in this state, you could say you're in this state of harmony. And it just radiates inside of you and it radiates outside of you. Excuse me. I just had clear my throat there. So you could say harmony, your personal harmony just went up by 1,000% by just changing your mind. And you say to yourself, I don't want to walk around being a downer. I want to uplift myself. I want to create something better for myself today or in this moment. And then you make a decision to say, okay, despite how I feel, I'm going to attempt to change it. And then you start thinking of things that you could say crack you up, make you laugh. And then as you start laughing, you could say that smile, the physiology of a smile starts changing the physiology of your brain. And then suddenly you're happy. And it's also not allowing the outside world to affect your inner harmony. Probably the most important thing about this state of joy is not allowing that outside world have an effect on your inner harmony. The outside world is going to exist. That's going to go on. But it doesn't have to be, you could say, draw you into the jaws of death here. Because, like I said, let's talk about the election. Maybe your man won. Maybe your woman did won. Or you could say maybe your candidate, whoever won, was the candidate. But maybe your candidate lost. Well, don't let them affect you. Don't let that outer world create disharmony, disarray. Let the inner world be in harmony despite the chaos of the outer world around you. And sometimes the outer world is very chaotic. And that's why I'm mentioning when you're in this state of joy, that chaos can go away very quickly. It's not going to frustrate you. It's not going to make you angry or whatever it's going to make you, whatever emotion you're feeling. And you could say that inner state that you know, it's like you're in the eye of a hurricane. And what I mean by the eye of a hurricane, the eye of a hurricane tends to be very calm, sunny, open, beautiful, but all around it is chaos. So think about you being in the eye of the hurricane where it's calm, peaceful, beautiful, caring, loving, all those wonderful things that you would love to have inside of you. All those wonderful things that you can achieve inside of you and express it outwardly and create it in this beautiful world of ours. And it's also when you're in this state, guess what? You could say you're in a state of peace. You're in a state of calmness. And when you're in a peaceful state and a calm state, you can laugh at things before that would upset you. Instead, you just smile and nod maybe because you're not allowing those things to get your dander up, to get you angry, to get you mad at your neighbor because they said something to you. Being in a state of joy is, this is another important aspect of being in a state of joy. You tend to forgive people and events or whatever quicker, sooner, earlier. And when you start forgiving all these things around you, your life becomes easier. And, you know, it's, you could say it's also about loving the unlovable. Now, let me repeat that. Being in a state of joy is also about loving the unlovable. Example might be people and animals. You might have a pet that most people go, oof, oh, it's just not the, you know, that dog or cat is not a good looking dog or a cat. Well, loving the unlovable, when you're in this state of joy, you could say spread that love out. Spread that love out through the world. Spread that love out through your family. Family members you haven't spoken to in a year. And it's also giving yourself freedom to make mistakes. Giving yourself freedom to make mistakes. In other words, I make mistakes daily. I'm not perfect. If I was, I wouldn't be here. But it's, you could say, being in that state of joy, you're giving yourself freedom to make mistakes. In other words, you don't have, let's say you're a perfectionist. Well, in a state of joy, that might be a difficult situation to hang on to. But when you're in that state of joy, let's say you are the perfectionist, you're allowing yourself, I can make mistakes and I can forgive myself. I can forgive them, whoever they are, that said something to me an hour ago. And being in this state is also about being honest with yourself, being honest with who you are. And when it comes down to it, when you're honest deep down inside with who you are, you could say how beautiful you are and how beautiful you can create what you need to create for yourself. And it's also accepting who you are. We come here, we're not perfect beings, and let's say we are good in this area, but weak in that area. Just accept it. You know, you could say, are there people that are good in every area? Probably not. Maybe some, once in a while, but I would say for the most part, just accept who you are. And as you accept who you are, then you can start changing who you are and make it better for yourself. If you want to do that, or you just accept it and you move on and you stick to your strengths and you start expressing through your strengths, through your gifts, through your talents there, the true you come out. The true beautiful you is coming out. And it's also in this state is knowing that you are making proper decisions. And what I mean by that is whatever decision you make is the right decision. Now let's say you make a decision and you start going along with that decision. Can I change it? Of course you can, because maybe you evolved in this time and you thought of a better way of doing it by just changing it up a little. So it's knowing that whatever decisions you're making, they're going to be good for the most part. And it's also about having lots of fun every day. And not taking yourself seriously, or not taking the world too seriously. But shoot, I have a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. But I have two words to say to you in this joyful state. There's only two things that can really, you could say, create joy in, you could say, feelings that create joy, and that's peace and love. And remember, peace and love. But I'll be back in 5 minutes. Until then, stay tuned.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hi, this is Lori Lyons at 1-2listen.com, and I just wanted to share some of my thoughts about navigating through our journey here together. This is a very special time to be living in our world because we are awakening to and remembering our sovereignty, while many of us have forgotten our true calling. If you're feeling despair by what you see, know that you can simply embrace and ride the wave of this natural progression of the many stages of change. Hope implies little certainty with only a suggestion of assurance and possibility. So instead of hoping for things to be different, let us rise above hope in the confidence in ourselves and our brothers and our sisters, and rise in love. When we stand in that certainty that our oneness is expressed through our psychic connection, we see all we need to see that needs to be embraced and loved unconditionally. So love and embrace your own self. It is this self that is pure, because this is the change that is needed to embrace the power that we all are. Do not doubt your ability to progress forward. Embrace your abilities to be united as one, for it is your psychic links with others that bring forth the purest form of love, which is the highest frequency of healing that will effect change. I am Lori Lines. Join me in standing for compassionate change and knowing that everything's going to be all right.
Mole Mama, take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
TBS, or time-based session, is a pre-purchase reading created for those of you who would like to reserve a block of time with a one-to-listen advisor and not have to worry about being interrupted. It's also a great way to budget your time and resources. What you spend is all you will spend. Best of all, you can purchase a TBS now, and it will automatically activate only when you call that particular advisor, and it doesn't matter if it's on the day you bought it, in a month, or even a year. You can find all TBSs on the front page of onetolisten.com or on each advisor's bio page. Time-based sessions, all the talk with no interruptions, exclusively on onetolisten.com.
Sock rebuttal. Take 14. Please don't cry this time.
Far out, man. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Paisley Winsock. Some of you may know who I am, and others of you don't know who I am. But I gotta tell you, I had to say something because I was listening to 1-2 Radio the other day, listening to C.A. Brooks, and my buddy Mo was on, and I heard this.
Now, is there really a Paisley Winsock? I thought that was just an alter ego you made up.
Of course there's a Paisley Winsock. My goodness.
Oh, very funny, man. What are you guys laughing at? Let me tell you what. Maybe I question your existence or reality or whatever. Do you ever think of that? That maybe you guys are the figment of someone else's imagination? There you go, man. Can a figment of your imagination blow its nose? And further,
1-2 Radio, as real as it gets.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-1255. 0155, extension 870303.
That's 12listen.com. And you are tuned in to, I'm sorry, welcome back to 12radio.com. Excuse me to my audience, 12radio.com. And you are tuned in to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. And I am your host, Jim Komar. And my subject today is the state of joy. The reason why I did this is because in the United States we recently had elections, so some people are happy about it, some people aren't. But it doesn't matter what's going on outside your world. This is an internal aspect of your world. And getting back to the state of joy is giving yourself what you want, whatever that may be. That may be a pat on the back sometimes, like, good job. Or like, okay, good job to a coworker, a good job to one of your family members. You know, you did well. We like that. I like that. And it's also another thing about the state of joy. It's not just about stuff. It's about your fulfillment. Because when you have fulfillment, no matter what's around you, you can deal with life easily, quickly, get it finished, get it complete, and move on to the next thing. And it's also about you giving yourself freely to others and enjoying these moments when you do that. You know, start laughing with your friends over the dumbest things. That's a good way of creating that state of joy. And sometimes joy can come when people come together. So there you go. When you're giving yourself freely to others, to friends, to families, to strangers even, and enjoying these moments, well, this is when you could say joy is when people come together. So you can discuss beautiful things, the beauty of the natural world, or whatever you need to discuss, what philosophy or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And it's also, it's a discussion. Sometimes a discussion can bring you into a state of joy. In other words, it can change your temperament, your mood, by having a conversation with someone. Let's say you go up to somebody and you're just having a rough day. And you go up to someone who's having the best day of their life. Well, guess what? If you tap into that, all of a sudden your day is just turned around instantaneously. And it's sharing your thoughts with people that you care for, or strangers, that people you don't know. And like I said, laughing is the best way to get there. Laughing over the dumbest things is the best way to do that. Or just laugh over a joke that strikes you as funny. And another way of, you could say, bringing joy to yourself is expressing and being creative can bring you joy. And I believe when you open up that creative aspect of who you are, boy, you are there immediately. No one can throw you off the top of that pillar because no one can. You're in this state of joy. No matter what you do, everything turns to gold. Everything is about love. Everything is about the positive aspects of who you are. And it's also about living your life the way you want to live your life. And that's joyfully. And that's being joyfully all the time, or most of the time. Every day of your life, for the rest of your life. If you can do 80, 90% of the day in that joyful state, you have just created a whole new person with inside of you. And you're not letting that outside world bring you down. You're bringing yourself up constantly. And like I said, live your life the way you want to live your life.
And that's joyfully. And when you start living your life the way you want to live your life in a joyful manner, life becomes easier. It's no longer a struggle. Life is the easiest ever been. And as you start living that, living it, you could say, live the life the way you want to live. You know, let's say you're embarrassed because you chose something that was awkward and different. Well, who cares? It's your true expression. Don't be embarrassed. Embrace it. It's also about inspiration. It's expression that can bring you to a state of joy. I mean, inspiration, maybe it's the sunset or the sunrise. That's inspiration. And then expressing, you could say the expression of the state of joy, or expressing the state of joy to others. Make it contagious. You know, be contagious. And like I said earlier, it's living with purpose. It's living with purpose to keep you present. And when I say living with purpose always keeps you close to the moment, if not in the moment. Because you know your purpose. And no matter what's happening in the world, you're on your path, and you could say this creative purpose path. And no matter what the economy's doing or what people are saying about you, it doesn't matter. Because you can be successful at everything you do when you know your purpose. It's also being on and living with purpose that will allow you to be joyous. You know, picking things that crack you up. Picking things in your life that allows this happiness, this joy to come through. It's also, joy can result in the acceptance of this present moment, which we are talking to as you're listening to me. In this beautiful present moment, when you're in that joyful state, is accepted, the acceptance of this present moment. Not thinking about what happened 2 days ago or an hour ago or what I should do tomorrow. The now, the here and now, the most powerful place one can be. And when you're in that joyful state in the here and now, that's when your world changes. That's when things become easier. That's when frustration goes away. That's when no matter what's going on out there, they're not going to mess with you because you're not going to allow it. And it's also, you could say, this joyful state is you start to project your consciousness into the present moment. You could say from the past or from the future, you start expressing consciously to being or loving to be in this present moment, or being in the present moment. And you realize that your consciousness is your barometer. And when you allow your consciousness to be present, to be in this moment, this is a great barometer for you to be creative, for you to be happy, for you to be, find that perfect love that you've been looking for a year or a month or 5 years or a lifetime. And it's also about eating wonderful food. Think about this. When you break bread with people, that is a joyful way of being because people are happy. They're filling their stomach with food, protein, and all the beautiful flavors that you created for this dinner. Let's say you invite people over to your house for dinner and they're loving the food. Well, you know, breaking the bread with people have been around for tens of thousands of years. It's a great way to create joy, to be in a state of joy. And what about, you know, I just lost my thought there. I just have to repeat something I just said to you. It's like you're projecting your conscious state from into the present moment. That's what I was saying. Now, the next thing I want to say is try to seek happiness in the future. What I mean is if you're not present and you're trying to change your space, your mood, your desires, whatever you're thinking inside of you, if you're projecting out into the future, Is that going to make you happy? Well, no, because the future hasn't even happened yet. But if you're in the present, the world is your oyster. And it's also, you know, you might go, well, it's Friday. Okay, it's Friday tomorrow. I will be joyful on Friday. Well, why can't you be joyful on Monday when you start your work week or your school week or whatever you do when you start your week on Monday and the weekend comes and you have to wait for the weekend to be joyful, to be happy? Well, no, I say no to that one. And one thing about joyful states, they will lead you quickly. In other words, it's like being present and being in a present state of joy. That's the best way to be. But joyful states can leave quickly. So it's something you got to work on. It's something that you might consider like, gosh, that went away too quick. So you bring it back. And then you go, boy, that only lasts for 10 minutes. And you go, and you bring it back. Oh, that lasts a little longer. Now you're getting it. Now you're saying, okay, I know how to maintain this state of happiness, of joy, of silly giggling or whatever it is that you're doing right now or not doing for that matter. And there are some of us who consistently are in that state of joy. But there are some people who are consistently depressed. And why I mention that is there's always the yin and yang of everything in life. You know, we live in a dual universe, a duality of this world, of this universe, of who you are. But there are lots of people who can't reach that state because they're depressed. Maybe it's a chemical imbalance. But to that, I'm going to say not true. By getting yourself in the present moment, you can change the way you feel internally with your feelings, with your emotions, with your thoughts, by simply just saying something different, changing your mind sometimes. I changed my mind. I want to be happy. I don't want to be not happy and walk around with this silly frown on my face. I want to walk around with this big smile. Alice in Wonderland, the Cheshire Cat. Yeah, there you go. The big smile from the Cheshire Cat. There, Alice in Wonderland. Was the Cheshire Cat high on life? Obviously. So, can you get high on life? Can you laugh over things that most people are going, why are you laughing? That's a serious matter. And what I'm not saying it's life or death matters. When you could say when there's life and death issues, you want to be serious about it, but you still can be joyful too. But when you say, when the outside world is trying to influence you to do something you don't want to do, well, that's when you try to create that state of joy. That's when that strong side of you comes out. When you're happier, when you're the happiest, you're at your peak. The opposite is true. When you're not happy, when you're depressed, when you're saying crappy stories to yourself, that's in a state of joy. That only brings you down, you could say, to the average person in the world. Why don't you create something above average? Why don't you create like something super for yourself? And it's also, this is what I really believe is true, is being in a state of joy makes you empowered. And the opposite of true is when you're not in that joyful way, you're not empowered. You got to get yourself psyched up to get something done. But when you're in that state of joy, you've just empowered yourself. So choose what you want to do. Like I said, when you're joyful, get work done, get things done, get it all done because you deserve to have it all done. And the opposite here is true. The further you are from joy, you could say, the further you are from joy is to stay in a state of joy. I know that's Is that an oxymoron? Maybe it is. The further you are from joy, it's good that you stay in a state of joy. In other words, when you're not happy, or you're totally dissatisfied with world events, your family events, the way you are feeling, well, it's time to stay, to create, recreate that and stay in that state. And you can use your consciousness. You could say, you can create a conscious intent. My intention is that I'm going to be happy. I want to be happy for the rest of my life. I want to be joyful. I want to be an example for the world because I want to make my world more pleasant, pleasurable, better. And being in the state of joy allows that to happen. It makes things better. And it's not that difficult. It really isn't. Now, let's say you have a chemical imbalance where you take antidepressants because you're always feeling, because that you could say the hormones, the neurochemistry is just off. But you can still work on creating the state of joy. Don't let that stop you. Please don't let that stop you. You just might have to work at it a little harder. And here I am talking about conscious intent. Conscious intent, or the conscious intention about being happy, about being joyful. And this conscious intent is about training your mind. So you could go to this, you could go back to the state of joy. So you can create a state of joy, so you can have that state of joy. So that's one way of another way of creating joy in your life. Have a conscious intention. That's my goal. When I wake up, when you wake up tomorrow morning, maybe before you go to bed, you say to yourself, you're laying in bed, I'm going to be joyful and happy for all day, or the next 24 hours, or whatever you want to say to yourself. And then wake up and see how you feel. And this, and you could say, reemphasize, create that, you know, like go back to that conscious intention so it stays positive. So you stay positive. And the opposite is true. When you have fear and anger, that takes you on a joy real fast. Like the bottom, you could say the bottom dropped down from you and you fell on your face. But, okay, so here I'm talking about fear and anger that brings you out. But by knowing what makes you joyful, you can always access, you have access to this within. And that's why I said this conscious intention will allow that access to show itself with inside of you. So you can easily go into that, adapt into that, be that, be the one you want to be. So what is it do you want to be? Do you want to be present, happy, the world, you're on top of the world all the time? Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with those positive feelings, with those positive emotions, with those joyful emotions. And so if you fall from a state of joy, you can always bring yourself to a state of joy. You can bring that joyous state back anytime you want to. It's just a matter of you creating conscious intention that I'm ready to get back into my happy place. And you can say the state of joy is the happy place for all of us. And it's also you about making choices that you can feel, that you can say the most powerful within. You can say the choices that you make when you're in this joyful state, that you can feel the most powerful within, the most powerful person that you are able to be for yourself, and powerful for others. I mean powerful, not controlling them, telling them what to do, but actually helping them out. Making it possible for them to accomplish their goals on their own by just showing them something. And you could say this inner power can bring back joy real quick. Because now you're going into a place with inside of you that is awe-inspiring. And when you expect the best from yourself, guess what? Then you're in a state of joy. When you expect the best from yourself, than you are in this joyful way. Because there's no excuses. You're only giving your best. You're giving 100%. You're giving the love. You're giving away the joy. You're giving away your intellectual knowledge. Maybe it's a working situation. And so here you are. Here you are thinking, okay, can I do this? Of course you can. And I'm going to repeat this. When you expect only the best from what you can achieve, conceive, create, whatever it is, then this is a joyful way of you. You could say it's a natural joyful place. And joy is a natural state of being for all of us, despite what a lot of people think. I think it's a very natural state. It's a natural way of being. And when you are joyful, life flows with ease. You could say there's a feeling of lightness, of wellness, of that inner beauty being expressed outwardly. And then you are empowered. You just changed your life. Maybe you changed your life forever in this one moment by you saying, in this joyful space, now I'm in the flow of life. And no matter what I do, it's easy. Everything I do is easy. Everything is lightened. My load in this world has lightened up. I don't feel so heavy anymore. Think about that. Let's say you're overweight, and maybe that heaviness is not being joyful. And maybe by creating something joyful, a joyful place with inside, maybe that weight will just go away. You know, 2 months later, you just dropped your 10 pounds that you were worried about. See, in this joyful state, a lot of things can happen beyond your imagination. So this goes far beyond your imagination. Unless you've experienced everything that you needed to experience in your life up to this point, does that mean you're tapping into this lightness? Of course you are. And joy releases the struggle, our struggles in your life, because you're no longer attached to those struggles. You're attached to the happier side of you, the more pleasant side of you, the more positive side of you. And when you stop resisting and create new problems from within, okay, so here you are. State of joy. A state of joy allows me to see life differently. When I stop resisting seeing life differently, new problems can come up. But, so there are new problems. In this joyful state, you can solve these new problems. Then maybe you create a joyful state where there's no problems. So just know that whether there's new problems arising because you've changed your mind about who you are and what you want to be, or whether there's no problems, either way, in a state of joy, you can resolve all. And being in joy stops you from worrying about survival, the everyday survival, because now you know you're going to survive. Now you know it's just going to be easier. But unfortunately, I could have spoken on this topic for another hour, but I do have a end of the show coming up, and I want to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening. I do appreciate you beyond belief. My gratitude and my thanks go out to you. And there are two great shows coming up on 1-2 Listen, and the next show is Mole Mama with Diana Silva, and the other show is All My Angels, and that's Peggy Reeser. Two good radio hosts coming up for you. So please stay tuned to 12radio.com. And despite what's going on in the world, you can create joy anytime, anywhere, any place by just being in the present moment, by just allowing the present moment to take hold of yourself and allowing that happiness to be contagious to others, that joyful happiness. But until next week, there's only three things peace, love, and joy. Peace and love, you could say, brings you joy. Until next week, have a great week, and thank you. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk next week. Have a great week ahead. Bye.
Psychic Cat, I see enlightenment in your future right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.